Welcome to Daily AI News. I'm Alex.
I'm Emma.
Here are today's top stories in AI.
Fast, clear, and updated daily. Big AI news is moving in four directions at once today. Mass market deployment, model efficiency, export controls, and the chip bottleneck behind everything. Let's get right into it.
First, Reliance Industries says it wants AI in every call, app, and home. At its annual meeting, Mukesh Ambani's company unveiled Geo Call Agent, an assistant that can join calls, transcribe them, summarize them, and even help complete tasks like booking cabs or reservations. It also showed an AI-powered My Geo app and a home device called Teleframe. The big idea here is distribution. Instead of asking users to install another AI app, Reliance wants AI built directly into telecom and household services for more than 500 million Geo users.
And that matters because it shifts the AI race from best demo to best delivery channel. If AI becomes a native layer in calls and everyday utilities, adoption could explode in markets that are mobile first and price sensitive. India has been searching for a homegrown AI champion, and Reliance is clearly making the case that scale, infrastructure, and billing relationships may matter just as much as model quality.
Second story. MIT Technology Review reports that startup SubQuadratic says it may have cracked a long-standing bottleneck in large language models. The company claims its new model architecture, called SubQ, can handle much longer context, use less energy, run faster, and stay competitive on coding and other tasks. Independent evaluation results are starting to emerge, which makes the claim harder to ignore.
But the skepticism is still healthy. This is exactly the kind of story where the upside is huge, but the proof standard has to be even higher. If the claims hold up, this could affect cost, latency, and how much information models can process at once. That would be a serious shift for enterprise AI workflows like document analysis, code-based review, and retrieval-heavy applications. For now, though, the headline is not that the bottleneck is solved. The headline is that a potentially important claim is finally moving from hype toward evidence.
Third, the policy story. TechCrunch traces the growing fallout from US restrictions on Anthropic's frontier models, including Fable and Mythos. The White House reportedly pushed Anthropic to restrict access over national security concerns, turning this into an early real-world test of whether AI export controls can work the way governments hope.
The historical comparison is the interesting part. TechCrunch frames this against earlier attempts to control encryption and spyware exports, and the argument is that software controls often leak, fragment markets, and create awkward incentives without fully stopping capability diffusion. If that pattern repeats in AI, labs may face a messy future, tighter compliance, narrower global access, and more pressure to classify models according to perceived strategic risk.
And finally, the hardware angle. Another TechCrunch report says US officials have raised concerns that ASML's most advanced chipmaking equipment, or related components, may have ended up in China, even though ASML denies that any EUV machine is there. This matters far beyond the semiconductor industry, because ASML is one of the most critical choke points in the global AI supply chain.
Exactly. If you want frontier AI, you need advanced chips. If you want advanced chips, you need fabrication at the bleeding edge. And if you want that, you end up in a world shaped by a very small number of companies, with ASML near the center. So this isn't just a trade story. It's a reminder that the future of AI is constrained not only by models and regulation, but by physical tooling that almost nobody can replace.
Put together, today's news tells a pretty clear story. AI is no longer one race. It's several races at the same time. Who ships fastest to consumers? Who lowers model costs? Who survives policy pressure? And who controls the infrastructure underneath?
That's the key takeaway for today. Watch distribution in India, verification around new model architectures, the policy template forming around Anthropic, and the semiconductor controls that keep shaping the whole market. We'll be back tomorrow with the next wave of daily AI news. See you tomorrow.